Staff layoffs and curriculum changes are on the way for one school district. Tribal leaders are frustrated with lack of communication about upcoming program cuts and new additions to one herd at the Tulsa Zoo. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 4th. I'm Deborah Shar. One of Oklahoma's largest school districts announced mass layoffs Tuesday. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Epic Charter School slashed its budget, resulting in nearly 360 job losses.
In a move the school calls, quote, significant streamlining measures, Epic has not renewed contracts for 83 teachers and 274 administrators for the next school year. That accounts for about 6% of teachers and more than a third of administrators. It will also close its in-person learning centers in Tulsa and Oklahoma City, which means discontinuing breakfast and lunch services. In an email obtained by State Impact, Epic says it was also making significant changes to other subjects, including cutting some foreign languages and charging students for other courses. The move follows cuts in October of nearly 150 Epic employees. At the time, Epic said it had overestimated the number of students who would enroll by about 4,000. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Tribal Nation leaders gathered in Oklahoma City Tuesday to talk with federal officials about proposed cuts to programs. Thomas Pablo reports.
Muskogee Nation Principal Chief David Hill is uncertain about the outcome of ongoing meetings with the federal government.
They come over here and visit with us, check the box, and go back. I mean, we all have issues, concerns, especially about the budget. I don't think that's enough time. Not enough time at all, just 2 months, put it all together. But they're time limited, but you have 30 plus tribes.
The Department of the Interior announced in April that it would consult with federally recognized tribes for input on restructuring the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It set up 6 meetings across the country throughout May and June. The 5th meeting was held in downtown Oklahoma City. Leaders like Hill say they were disappointed by a lack of details as the Trump administration proposes cutting hundreds of millions of dollars in tribal programs. I'm Thomas Pablo.
A public hearing is set for tomorrow on Cleveland County's proposed budget. KGOU's Audrey McClure has details.
The total estimate of needs is over $74 million, leaving a deficit of more than $13 million, based on Cleveland County Commissioner Rod Cleveland's estimated county budget, as first reported by KOCO News 5. An April audit conducted by State Auditor Cindy Byrd showed County Sheriff Chris Amason's office went over budget by roughly $4 million. Amason is now requesting a total of about $26 million in funds for the Sheriff's Department and Cleveland County Detention Center combined. The Budget Board's public hearing will be Thursday at 10:30 in the County Courthouse. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
The Tulsa Zoo is now home to 2 new elephants from Los Angeles. Abigail Sikowski spoke with zoo officials to see how the animals are settling in.
With the arrival of Asian elephants Billy and Tina, the Tulsa Zoo now boasts 7 of the animals. Billy and Tina formerly lived at the LA Zoo, which has been criticized for not providing a humane habitat or social opportunities for elephants. They made the journey to Oklahoma last month and are now in a quarantine period. Joe Barkowski, the Vice President of Animal Conservation and Science at the Tulsa Zoo, says Billy and Tina are adjusting well to their new home.
They're showing really positive signs. They're eating well. They're participating in their voluntary training, participating in their bathing on a daily basis.
Barkowski hopes the public will be able to see Billy and Tina later this month. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money Podcast from NPR.